Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/watsonassistant.
This is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg.
It's a big noon hour. We're going to give it all to you this hour. I mean, you're not sure what the weather's like outside. At 12:30, you're going to find out exactly what it's like and what it's going to be the rest of the day. When did Rick go to sleep last night? Something that everyone wants to know. That's going to happen later on in the hour. Knob observations, that will happen on later in the hour as well. 800-919-3776. We get to some calls now. We'll do that in just a moment. So we talked about Boston, what's going on up there. NASCAR also with some issues. The Confederate flag, guys, has been prominent at NASCAR races forever, seemingly, and it felt like it's long overdue to put a stop to this. And Chris, it looks like we have finally gotten to the point where we're going to put a stop to the Confederate flag in NASCAR races.
Yeah, and good on Bubba Wallace for standing up and speaking out about, you know, racism in America and inequality and the culture that's surrounding NASCAR. Like, there's clearly a shift going on in this country with the protests and demonstrations, and we're trying to push toward equality but also inclusivity. And that's one of the things that NASCAR as a sport has to be concerned with, because when you allow a symbol of hate like the stars and bars, the flag of the Confederacy, to be flown at all of your major events, as a sport, you're sending a message to a certain demographic in this country that we don't care about how you feel. And I guess with Bubba Wallace doing what he's doing and advocating for it, I think that NASCAR realized they were at a point where they had to make a significant change, and this is just a part of the policies that they're going to enforce moving forward with the sport. But I think this is a huge step in the right direction for racing, because you got to get rid of that symbol of hate. There's no excuse for that being allowed at major events in 2020.
Now, let's listen to Bubba Wallace. Yeah. Go ahead, Rick.
No, go. I'd like to hear what Bubba Wallace had to say.
Okay, so here was Bubba Wallace on CNN saying that he the goal absolutely had to be to ban the Confederate flag.
My next step would be to get rid of all Confederate flags. There should be no individual that is uncomfortable showing up to our events to have a good time with their family that feels some type of way about something they have seen, an object they have seen flying. No one should feel uncomfortable when they come to a NASCAR race.
I got to tell you, good on him. I mean, for one individual racer to take this as his own mission, I have tremendous respect. He is my new favorite racer, Bubba Wallace.
Well, he took action. I mean, he used this opportunity to make change, in a positive change, because he's right. I mean, he actually says, too, I listened to a lot of what he said, was that originally, I mean, he would see it and not even think twice about it, because he was only concerned about the checkered flag. And then, you know, when he took a step back, he realized that, I mean, it does have an effect on people, and he wants his sport to be, I mean, to represent inclusivity, and right now it doesn't. So good on him. It's about time they made that change.
Yeah, no, and it was the right change. Now, did I hear this correctly? That I guess you can't have a Confederate flag at the race. If you go, you're not allowed. But the second to last lap is signified by the Confederate flag. Is that right?
I would have to look into that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's right or not, but Dave, but I'm glad that NASCAR is moving away from that altogether.
Well, what I had heard was that they're not going to, and maybe that's changed since I read it yesterday, but I think that the checkered flag is the last lap, right?
Checkered flag is the finish.
Yeah.
Is the finish?
No, that's
so
the
what's,
finish.
Then there's a flag that they also wave for the last lap. And I believe that either the last lap or the second to last lap is the Confederate flag, and what I had seen most recently was that was going to continue to be the Confederate flag. So hopefully that changes. But that,
is that depending on which race though, or is that I don't remember seeing that as something at every race. I could be
maybe.
Wrong. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, but to Bubba Wallace's point, that would absolutely have to change.
It has
if
to
that
change,
indeed
right?
is the fact of the matter, Dave. That would have to change. Like the Confederate flag doesn't have any place in this country outside of a museum. It just doesn't. And you're starting to see us move toward that. We're taking down statues of individuals that were a part of the Confederacy, Confederate leaders and all that. They're ripping down the statues. They're taking down the placards all over the country because they recognize how hurtful those symbols are. In the Confederate flag, the stars and bars is just another one of those symbols. I mean, you can't argue what it means. I mean, you have the crowd out there that says it's heritage, not hate, but I would argue that it's a heritage of hate.
Oh, it absolutely is. And it makes a lot of people uncomfortable.
Exactly. The foundation of the Confederacy was slavery. They believed that black people, because of their skin color, were lesser than. I mean, there's no arguing that. All you got to do is look at the cornerstone speech by Alexander Stevens that was made in Savannah. That's what the Confederate States of America stood for. It was fundamental to their way of life. Enslaving and brutalizing African Americans because it was so important for them to sustain their economy. The symbols of that can't be allowed to stand if we're truly going to move forward in this country in the fight against racism and the push toward equality. If we're going to do those things, if we're going to be serious about the change that we're talking about enacting, then we got to address the history of it in this country, and that's a part of addressing the history, removing all of those symbols.
Yeah, it has to be removed. And I don't even think this is open for debate at this point. It has to be removed. 800-919-3776. Guys, guess who's on the line? Jerry. That Jerry. Jerry from Jersey is on.
Hey, what's up? It's Jerry.
Good morning, Jerry. Good afternoon, Jerry.
Hey, what's up? Hey, listen, I got something to say. I got something to get off my chest. I want to put somebody on blast here. Now, I don't like to get worked up. I don't like to get angry. But when I seen yesterday, I got really upset. I'm scrolling through Instagram, and I follow Colin Coward. Now, I go on his page because something comes up, Steelers, so I click it. Now, this year, he has the Pittsburgh Steelers missing the playoffs at 7-9. But last year, he had them going to the Super Bowl. Now, in my opinion, I think the Steelers got a lot better than what they were the season prior. Now, this is why I think they got better. They added Steven Nelson, okay? Now, a lot of people don't know about Steven Nelson here, but let me tell you something about Steven Nelson. Steven Nelson has yet to allow a touchdown in Pittsburgh. He had
All right, Jerry, listen, we clamor for your call and we appreciate it, but we're going to move on here at the moment. I think the Steelers have a chance to be a legitimate team. No matter what Colin Coward happens.
Well, see, but here's the thing, and I listen to his show. Here's what you understand. He's going to use that 7-9 Pittsburgh Steelers because right now he's pushing that Cleveland's going to be a playoff team. Mm-hmm. The Ravens will win the division, and now his new thing is he's back. He's now with Cleveland, which puts him against Pittsburgh because he doesn't trust Ben Roethlisberger.
So he's on the Browns bandwagon.
Yeah, so I mean, that's where we're at because he doesn't trust Ben Roethlisberger's health and workout regimen.
Neither
during
do
the
I.
Offseason. I don't think a lot of people do, but I mean, they had one of the worst quarterback situations in the NFL last year, and we're still 8-8, which is crazy. Their defense is good,
and they got a good head coach.
It was good last year.
I don't think people realize how good their head coach actually is. With everything that's gone on,
I think
there.
That you believe he's a better head coach because you saw the disaster when some of those guys left his team.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that, I mean, you lost Ben Roethlisberger and you had Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph and you still found a way to be 8-8. Did you see what the Jets looked like when Sam Darnold got hurt?
Yeah.
They would have lost to Alabama.
Yeah, Luke Falk and David Fales.
Falk and Fales. I mean, what do you expect to have happen?
Yeah, exactly what you would have.
And now you got Joe Flacco, baby, who won't even be ready because he's coming off. Next
right, you're not supposed to be negative. Stop it.
There's nothing like Stop having it. A backup quarterback that's coming into the season hurt.
Let's go. That seems thrilled
about being a backup too. By the way,
stop with your negativity, Pete. You're on 98.7 ESPN, buddy.
Gosh, this bastard.
Pete. All right, we'll move on.
Okay.
Move on from that. It's a heck of a start to the phone calls at the 12 o'clock hour. You want a weather update now?
People. I love it.
I keep saying, I don't think the heavy system is going to come down for quite a while.
Oh, take another one. Let's just keep it going. Let's keep going.
See what we got. Richie in New York City. Richie, you can't be worse. You're on 98.7.
Yeah, that's a good one to follow. What's going on, gentlemen? On this baseball situation, everybody keeps calling and complaining, these fans. I'm a fan, but bottom line is, we're at fault, the fans. We keep coming back. They're charging more and more for ticket prices. We're watching. We're doing ratings. Their ratings are going through the roof. So they get money, the owners. The money goes into the players' pockets. We're paying $10 for hot dogs. We're going to the game. No matter what they do, we keep turning on the TV and buying their gear, putting money in all their pockets. Until we affect their ratings and all this by stop watching, they know we're coming back, and it's never going to change. So why complain about it? Just stop watching, cut back, affect their bottom dollar, and that's when they know that they have to start doing right by the fans. Until then, nothing will change, and that's the truth.
Well, no one's going to stop. Why? I mean, that's there may be some people, that, but they have what we need. Man, that's the problem, is they have what we need, and they know we'll come back.
But
I'll
think
come back.
Go ahead, Rick.
No, I'm going to keep coming back. I may complain about it, but I'm going to keep watching it. I love baseball.
No, you're going to keep watching it. Well, baseball does have a problem in terms of being able to attract a younger demographic of fan. And so when you take a step back and look at it, okay, baseball has the oldest average fan of any of the four major team sports in this country. At some point, I mean, you might not lose the diehard fans that you have right now, but you're struggling to create more diehard fans for the future. So to the caller's point, your bottom line is going to be affected by the bickering that you're doing back and forth, because while you're spending time arguing over money, you're not putting your best minds together in order to figure out how to make the game better and how to make the game appealing to other sports fans.
Forget other sports fans. How about athletes, period? I mean, I think that's part of the bigger problem with Major League Baseball is
they do have the RBI program, which tries
to introduce
inner city kids to baseball. I mean, they're being intentional about trying to create more of a pipeline and have more diversity. I just think they've got a problem in terms of making the sport interesting and appealing to young people. Because if you get young people engaged, if young people want to watch your product, that's eventually going to lead to more kids wanting to play baseball.
But I think that's part of the problem, though. I mean, even coaching my kid, Milo's team, it's not. I mean, is baseball for young kids is not something that keeps their attention
for slow. Long. I mean, it's really slow. Youth soccer. When my kids played soccer when they were 5, 6, 7, is fun. I mean, not all of them are great. It's fun watching 5-year-olds play baseball. You want to rip your hair from the roots. I mean, it's horrendous. It's
awful. The whole idea of baseball too is, I mean, in order to get the best athletes, and I understand with the RBI program and everything else, there's not enough of a connection between kids and the baseball player before the baseball player becomes a professional baseball player. You know what I mean? Like you don't get a chance to watch college baseball. I mean, how many people are watching?
I mean, the draft is last night, and I mean, for the most part, knew none of the kids that were drafted.
Well, yeah, that's part of the problem. And then, I mean, once they get drafted, I mean, NFL, NBA, the second that kid gets drafted, you already know who he is because you watched him play in college.
Right.
And then he
right.
ends up on your favorite team, as opposed to baseball, where you're waiting years and years before you see the kid actually play on the Mets or the Yankees or whoever it is.
Did you see the kid last night taken from the school that you guys lost to in hockey, Brunswick?
I see. Why? I mean, I don't understand why you need to do that. Of course I saw it. I mean, it made me sick to my stomach.
What do you mean? I thought it was cool, though. We have a local product that was taken in the first round.
Yeah, but that's not how you framed it.
Well, listen, they were a terrific team. There was no shame in that loss.
Yeah, but it's a loss. I mean, it's a loss, and it hurts my feelings.
Oh, come on. It's not about you. I was just bringing up for reference that you guys played them in hockey. And that they had a kid taken in the first round by the Twins last night. That was what
I
was trying
to... Yeah, but here's the thing, though. But you know people are lazy because you said that now. They just think, you know, loss. There's no context to that loss, how we were undermanned.
But it wasn't even... I was just bringing it up to jolt your memory of you guys played that team and they had a player taken in the first round.
I don't know. The way you said it, Dave, it sounded like you were trying to rip open an old wound.
I really wasn't.
Yeah, you picked off a scab. You ripped it right off.
I sat through that game. In 11-degree weather.
Like Gold Member. Oh, that's your keeper. Need the skin box.
Speaking of the draft last night, how did you guys feel about the Mets draft in Little Big League?
Dude, his mom is the mom in Little Big League, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what I've read about him sounds promising.
We like a little extra.
A great defensive player.
A little extra flair. We need a center fielder. I mean, that's a bonus.
But I love with may not be a great hitter.
That's not great.
Yeah. No, that's not.
Let's just focus on we need some defense, Dave. Up the middle, we need some defense, all right?
Yeah. I
didn't
know
you guys have a really good outfield prospect last year. Didn't you guys?
Stop it. See, now that's being a bad guy.
Whatever ended up happening to that
just keep rubbing it in.
Whatever ended up happening to him.
He'll be starting for the Mariners, thanks.
Why would you do that?
Lucky for us, though, DH, universal DH, Robbie Cano, DH.
That's good. McNeil can play second.
No one is Cespedes. Let's see if they can negotiate. Let's see if Brody can negotiate have two DHs in the lineup. So we can have Cespedes DH, too.
Can we bet 10?
A double DH. I like it.
God, let's go to Jamal in Jersey. Jamal, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hope all is well for you guys over there across the Hudson. I have a topic idea for culinary trash for Rick.
Oh.
So you should do primetime football matchups this upcoming season. So, for example, Monday night you have Chiefs-Ravens, you have Seahawks-Eagles, and you have Rams-Buccaneers, culinary trash. What do you think?
That's
like
all right.
I
love
it. I like it. Yeah,
I like it. It's pretty good. I mean, that's not bad.
It's fine. Yeah. I don't think it would be an awful one, but I don't think it's call up the show and I got a great idea worthy.
Well, I wouldn't disparage him. I appreciate him trying to be a part of it. I mean,
I appreciate
a little bit negative.
His chiming in. I think he's probably a nice man. I don't think it's great. Do you want me to lie? See, that's the thing. You guys want me to...
Well, I don't want you to lie, Dave. I think it's a solid cuddle, marry, trash idea.
It's fine.
Be a part of Cuddle Marry Trash next week.
If Rick came to the table, now tomorrow's the fun one, right?
Yeah, tomorrow's the food one.
Food or fun? We did music. Friday we did music. Yeah, we did music on Friday. I had a lot left in the chamber.
Breakfast one was outstanding.
Yeah, that was terrific. Here's my question. CMTs. Would you cuddle, would you marry, would you trash his idea for Cuddle Marry Trash?
Cuddle it.
I would cuddle it.
Cuddle it?
Cuddle the hell out of it.
And hellacious seeds.
Yeah.
I think I'd trash it.
You're a bad guy.
That's why you're a bad guy.
I'm not a bad guy.
All of a sudden, you're Abraham Lincoln. You can't tell a lie. Like, what if Sherry says, do I look fat? You say, yeah, you look fat. No, you say you look great.
Well, she's never looked fat, so it's not something I have to contend with.
Okay, but I mean, I'm sure she's asked you questions. I mean, hell, she's doing a pretty good job lying to you all these years.
What does that mean?
I mean, come on. I think you know what that means.
You don't think I'm a catch?
Oh, you're a keep. Oh, yeah, you're an enormous catch.
See?
Yeah. Lied right to your face.
Yeah, you're not very nice to me.
No, you know I've
never been
stop.
More apparent than this very moment.
We're trying to get callers to call in and take a part in the show. They want to be a part of this. And this
and
guy
Dave
comes
just
up with
crushes
a
crushes the guy's idea.
Exactly
so
right.
I don't like his idea. The segment is trash. I trash something every segment long. I don't love that idea. He seems like a great guy. You want me to lie to him and say, so Rick, if that's what you choose, do it Monday. Do primetime matchup starting week one on Monday.
But I didn't say I was marrying it. I'm going to take the time over the next couple
of
days.
Okay, and I chose to cuddle it. I mean, I chose to trash it. You chose to cuddle it. It's fine.
You just took a really strong stance against it, and I just don't feel like you had the time to process and really think about it.
I don't think it's great. I'm not saying it's going to be golf-level trash-worthy, but I don't think it's great.
Wow.
I mean, that was a bad one. That was
we
a
are
bad
getting
one,
unfiltered Rothenberg right now.
Yeah, he's this help bad it. Guy. I mean, this is
what else do you want to know? You want me to take shots at anybody else? I'm here for you.
This is why Feinbaum can't come on the show anymore. The second you're on Feinbaum for 10 minutes, all of a sudden you turn into Feinbaum.
It's honesty.
Okay. I mean, I think there's a nicer way to be honest.
There you go.
I didn't love his idea. I apologize if I offended anyone. Is that okay?
No, it's not okay because the damage is already done. It's not okay.
I can't walk it back.
Well, that's not, I mean, that's not what we stand for as a show. I mean, we're trying to, have a situation here where people feel comfortable calling in. Not like,
call
I have
us
a good idea
at 800-919-3776. And anything you say will be met with reverence because it'll be so wonderful. We'll be welcoming. We'll cuddle your,
see,
your call.
But yeah, here's the thing.
Sarcasm
you're being part
not,
of it.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, you're being part of the problem.
Anything.
You're being part of the problem. It's all, I mean, again, you're being all in or all out, right? There's got to be some middle ground here.
I didn't love his idea. I was honest about it. And now you guys are all over me for it.
You could have said, hey, we appreciate the idea. We'll consider it. I don't love it, but I mean, maybe, you know, maybe we'll consider it.
That's the thing. It wasn't a terrible idea, though. It wasn't an awful idea.
It wasn't terrible. It wasn't, you're right. It wasn't
awful. But you trashed, but you're trashing it.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, this wasn't like, okay, let's go through the PGA Tour schedule and you start, you know, ranking which courses you like the best. That's not what this was.
Now, Dinahan, our producer, just texted me. He said, maybe Jerry can call with a Steven Nelson-themed cuddle marriage.
Hey, what's up? It's Jerry.
And I would say that's terrific.
Do you, both of you guys
gonna,
are bad.
I'm not
like,
downplay
it's,
anything at this point. At this point,
I mean,
whatever idea you have, I will welcome it. I will cuddle it at a minimum.
This is what I'm talking about, Canty. This guy, he's just can't. There's no middle ground with this guy.
Yeah, I don't know what we do with him now. I have no idea. Like he's throwing out the number to call. He's throwing out the number to call the show. But I mean, if he's going to treat callers like that, like where do we go? We pride ourselves on being the people's show. We're going to need the people to call in.
Of course, and I'm a man of the people. I'm just going to be honest.
Not when you disparage him like that.
I didn't like his idea. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If you call with a bad idea, be prepared that if I don't like it, I'm going to say I don't like it. Now, Jared from Williamsburg has another one. You want to go to him or should we avoid that?
I would love to. No, let's go.
All right, let's see what Jared has. Jared in Williamsburg has an idea for a CMT. Go ahead, Jared.
Thank you. How about we do CMT, all your CMTs that you've ever done?
Oh, it's great. I love it.
Firm no, you garbage. Don't. You're just saying that.
I think it's good.
You're just saying that.
Rick, do you like
see, now
as
they
well?
Don't even. Yeah, but here's the thing. Now they don't. No one trusts you now. Now, see, now it's now. Now people call in and they don't trust you. Now you've lost your integrity.
My integrity was honesty, and you told me I can't be honest.
I would have said this. I said I appreciate you calling in, taking the time, because I'm sure the things you're doing. I appreciate you taking the time to pick up the phone and call. I don't love that idea.
Mm-hmm. So if you had to trash, cuddle, or marry, where would you go?
I would recycle that one. I would throw that in the recycle. I'm not going to put it in the trash. I would compost it. That way it would.
Yeah,
I could
save
use
it for later. Apparently, we have a surprise caller on the line. Surprise caller, welcome.
Dave, it's Michael K.
Hi, Michael.
I have to side with Rick and Chris. Very rude.
It wasn't rude. It was honest.
Callers are the lifeblood. They really are.
I love
Dave's not a human being. But Dave, Mike, you know this. David is not a human. He's not a regular human being. He's got no emotion. That part of his brain has completely been wiped out with sports knowledge.
Well, I mean, the main reason I wanted to call Rick and Chris was this. I'm concerned about Dave. Because one of the last social things I did was go to his son's bar mitzvah. And he looked tremendous, and he had lost weight. Now, with the quarantine, people sit home, they don't do anything. Dave, have you put the weight back on?
No, I mean, I've put on a few pounds, but not concerning. No. I started at 222, a robust 222. I think now I'm 204. So, no, I've not put the weight back on.
222 is one large pie away from, you know, I mean, it's every marathon starts with one step.
No, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. I had a misstep. I probably got back to 208 at one point, but I've really taken it off since then. And now I'm 204, 203. So you have no worries.
Rick, Chris, do you worry about this?
I'm a little concerned. I will say this. He's 204. I'm sure his right forearm is humongous at this point. Probably probably has an anchor tattooed on it at this point.
Wow.
You see what I have to deal with?
Exactly right. So have the one arm. The one arm's in good shape. We know that.
You feel, Michael, in like some semblances, you feel badly for me that I have to deal with this on a daily basis, right?
No, I envy you. Those two guys are
you envy me?
Gentlemen, and I envy you. I would love to spend time with Rick and Chris.
Kay's guys have been going after him. It's getting uncomfortable. I don't like it. I feel like I'm going to have to come on the show and stand up for Kay. They've been attacking him recently. I don't like it.
Yeah, but I got something to throw at Peter today. He's not going to like it at all. Want a little preview?
Yes, please.
Yes. Give us a tease.
It's somewhat macabre, but that's what we deal in. There's a story in the New York Post today that researchers have found, I think in Britain, 80% of the men who have succumbed to COVID-19 bald.
Yes, I saw that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I saw Carlin put a tweet out about that.
Something with the hormones, and because the hormones actually fight the virus if it gets into your system, and those without hair don't have as many hormones.
Huh. This is not good for
I'm
Peter.
Good.
Yeah, but he has, good, yeah. Michael, how does it work, though? Because he has, I mean, he's got, I mean, teen wolf kind of hair on his arms, though. Does that make up for that?
He does, but, the roof has no shingles at all, zero.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
That would be a sin.
Well, he shouldn't leave the house for quite a while if that's the case.
Well, he hasn't.
Good. He should lock himself away.
No, he's the urban gargoyle.
He went to see his parents over the weekend to get some Royal Farms chicken, which I'd never heard of.
Royal Farms is big down in the DMV, D.C., Baltimore, Virginia area. It's a big thing.
Is the chicken that good, Chris?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
He lives in
it's
New York not. City, for God's sakes. I think you can find
it's
decent
not.
Chicken.
It's not, Michael. You can find better chicken in New York City. No question.
All right.
Michael, we appreciate it. We love the check-in. Thanks for setting me straight. I greatly appreciate it. And we'll be tuning in at 2:55 today.
No. 3:00 we start now. The 2:55 is over with.
See ya. That's Michael. Done. There's no more 2:55?
No,
that's local meat.
Oh man.
Michael, here's the one positive thing to come out of this pandemic. Dave has dispelled the urban myth that you don't go blind. He can still see.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, why is he
I dispelled that years ago. Don't listen to him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I could have told you that 15 years ago that there was no issues there.
I miss you guys.
Michael, take care. We love you.
We'll be watching.
Bye.
All right. That, of course, is Michael Kay. You know what it feels like?
What?
It feels like whenever the audience becomes bigger for you, Rick, that's when you really dive deep into taking extra big shots at me.
No, it's not the audience. It has nothing to do with the audience. It's just giving me this is free range. Like, I would spend 3 hours doing this. This is locker room, Rick.
All but it's always me. Like, stuff. You never say anything about Canty. Santiago. It's always pointed at me.
Kay didn't call in to go after Canty. Kay called in to go after you.
Exactly, yeah, because you were
right
clearly wrong, Dave. Don't try
I
to bury the lead
it.
In all of this. You were clearly
I
wrong in
it.
How you treated the caller.
I think the caller was wonderful. I think his idea was crap. Do you even have a soul?
Exactly right. And you verbally berated me on Monday about my golf CMT.
It was awful. I'm sorry. It was not good.
But you didn't
it was
give
not
any
well
kind
done.
Of constructive. You didn't give any kind of constructive criticism. You just said it was terrible. And I confirmed with somebody else that works at the station that they thought it was terrible. There was no way to improve on it. There was no way to try to get better. You just crushed
it was just,
your team.
You know what? It was just bad. It was like rotten fish. There's nothing. If I gave you a piece of rotten fish, there's nothing you can do with it. Just throw it away.
It was so bad you just didn't
even
want to critique it. It was nothing you could do with it.
No, there was nothing.
Kind of like the proposal that the owners gave the players with Tony Clark felt like.
It was just that. I just got a text from someone at the station again. It was easily the worst segment in show history.
Wow.
So this is not coming from me.
That's fine. I'll take tomorrow off. I'll go drive down and get some chicken in the DMV.
You should. Go some delicious chicken. All right. There's everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, your nose, your mouth. Stay home when you're sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and 98.7 ESPN.
Do you need to feel better about your life?
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself
Let's take a look at Rick's knob observation.
Welcome back, dum-dum.
All right, here we go, boys. Thursday edition of Knob Observations. Just to pick up where Dave left off in his read, if you want to be verbally berated or have all your self-confidence completely taken from you, feel free to call in and Dave will do that for you. We're going to start off today like we like to do with a live look-in on the weather with our resident weatherman, David Rothenberg.
All right. Well, today's not a great one, guys. Cloudy, overcast, from about 2 to 4, there's a 50% chance of rain. So you could get some showers. Now, I have a perplexing issue later on during this forecast, but let me start out here. Sun arose at 5:20 this morning. It sets at 8:26 tonight. And here's where my conundrum comes into play. On my app, and I'm going to call sources on this after we're done. On my app, it says 50% chance of rain at 2 and 3. And then it says overall chance of rain sits at 10%. Mm. So I'm confused by that, but I'll read through anyhow. Humidity sits at 87%. The wind out of the south at 9 miles an hour feels cooler than it actually is, feels 73. Precipitation so far on the day, 0.1 inches. The pressure barometrically is 29.97. Visibility, now this is a surprise. Visibility under these conditions, typically not great. Very good today, though. You can see are up to 10 miles. UV index is down at 4. Air quality index, very good. Very good at 34. So there you have it.
Well done. If you're trying to get a visual of what 0.1 inches looks like, just think of Dave Rothenberg naked. Get a better idea.
I'm done. I'm done.
Wow.
I'm done. That's it.
Wow.
You take us home. Take us home.
I can't. You got to play this game.
I can't even give a weather without being made fun of. And it was so well done.
Yeah, very comprehensive weather report.
Take the stick in the face.
But I can't do that anymore, Chris. I can't do it anymore.
You have to do it, Dave. It's your job, and you're a professional.
I don't have to do the weather.
Come on now.
Is there any better job? Honestly, is there any better job? Chances of rain, 50%.
Yeah, right.
It could rain. It could not rain.
The weather outside is weather.
All right, here we go. The next segment inside the segment, game is sweeping the nation. What time did Rick DiPietro go to bed? Dave Rothenberg currently holds the lead. He's got 2 right this week. Chris Candy's got 1. They went a day when both went over. If you go over, you lose. Go over, you lose. So, Dave, it's on you. Would you like to go first or would you like to go second?
I'll go second. Chris, you can lead us off here. So I can win the week today.
This is for the week, yeah.
Yep, okay.
I feel like this is the quick pick lotto, but I'm going to go with 7:33 p.m.
7:33. That's right there, isn't it?
Canty's doing his homework.
All right.
7:33.
I'm going to say last night was wild. I'm going to go with 7:34.
7:34, Dave playing the game. Dave isn't trying to get it right. He's just trying to win, which I appreciate. Dave Rothenberg, last night was a crazy night. Real crazy. Was almost like single Rick days, if you know what I mean. Not married, single. Not married, single Rick. Late night, 8:12 last night. 8:12.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. You almost saw the sunset.
Craziness. Yeah, it was wild. It got ugly last night.
Wow. I've won the week now.
Dave has won the week. 3-1.
Dave has won the week. Yep.
Now, do we play tomorrow or is there no reason to? I'll leave it up to you.
No, I don't think there's a reason. I think you won the week.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you won the week.
All right.
We can if you want, but we don't have to.
Okay.
We can go right into the knobs. All right. We go with some good news to start off today's knob observations. Tweet from Woj. The NBA is targeting a slightly earlier date for the restart of the season in Orlando. Sources are telling ESPN July 30th for the start of the
I'll take it.
The NBA season.
So it's a day earlier. I'll take it.
As far as NHL is concerned, we mentioned this earlier in the show. Looks like official training camps will open up on Friday, July 10th for the 24 teams.
Nice.
Keep your fingers crossed. Some more good news.
We can see sports. With that 10-mile-an-hour visibility, we can see sports off in the distance.
I am the Oprah Winfrey of good news. Here's some more good news. We currently got some live golf on television. It is on television. Here's the better news. I'm not even going to give you a leaderboard. because you don't need that, because I don't want to get verbally berated for it. I will say this, because Dave actually
knows who
these golfers
are. Well, don't ask me who I like better, if I like two mediocre golfers better than the other.
I didn't give you mediocre. I gave you the, I mean, they were top 10 golfers. Here's some good news. Okay, you ready for this? I respect the PGA for doing this. At 155, you're going to get to see the group of Ricky Fowler, Justin Thomas, and Jordan Spieth. Put that, you know,
nice.
Right where it counts. And then
that's
on top
nice
of that, you're going to get Brooks Koepka, Jon Rahm, and Rory McIlroy at 206.
That is nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's
very
real nice. Nice. That is real nice.
It's nice.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Let's go with, did this happen in the beautiful state of Florida? Might be its own country at this point. Beautiful country of Florida. Authorities say that three kids broke into a school, trashed the building, leaving more than $50,000 in damages. How old were these children? 6, 8, and 12.
Oh, come on.
6, 8, and 12.
A six-year-old?
Broke a glass door, went into the school. Surveillance cameras show the juveniles damaging computers, dumping paint on floors and walls, using fire extinguishers inside multiple rooms, and damaging interior doors and interior windows. I actually almost blinded a teammate with a fire extinguisher on a road trip. I'll tell you that story another day.
Yeah, please.
Did that happen? Youngsters were awful. Arrested. Youngsters were arrested. And later
I
got to
be honest, I'm so distraught over this story that a 6, an 8, and a 12-year-old went in and caused how much damage, did you say?
50,000.
Ugh.
More than 50,000.
Really upsetting. Boy. Chris, you have a feel for this one?
I'm leaning toward Florida, Dave. Where are you at with?
I don't feel like that's Florida.
You don't feel like it's Florida? What's your rationale?
I'll tell you why. Because I don't think they care about the schools in Florida. Like enough to break into them to vandalize them. Is my rationale.
Well, I agree with you. I don't think they care about the schools in Florida, which would be why they would break into it and vandalize them.
Mm.
Almost seems like an offensive statement you just made, but I'm gonna move past it.
I'm on fire today.
On fire.
I'm saying not Florida. I'm sticking with that.
Canty, what do you think?
You know what? I'm gonna trust Dave's instincts overall. He's had a better feel on this game than I have, so I'm gonna go with Dave and say not Florida.
Ray Santiago, Florida or not?
The lack of adult supervision makes you want to say Florida. But I feel like there's an element missing, like, you know, some exotic animal or something to that effect that's keeping it from being a Florida story. So for that reason, I will say not Florida, but it's very close.
Now, will you guys
be
upset
correct
with me?
What?
We're correct.
You guys are correct. That is Oklahoma.
Yes.
Oklahoma.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, Dave, you're on fire today. You're being mean, getting questions right, winning.
It's all happening.
It's all happening.
The cloudy weather brings out the best in me.
How about this one? I'm not sure if you guys have seen this story or not. There is a customer of Apple that is currently suing the company for $1 trillion. $1 trillion. He's 39 years old. He claims that his iPhone was stolen after he took it in for repairs. He says that the employee at the Apple store repaired the device but kept it by deceiving him, knowing that it was the first phone to have new features.
That's worth $1 trillion.
$1 trillion.
Mm-hmm. So he says you can't put a price tag on mental health, which is priceless.
So
he would
take over Apple, really, in essence.
Yeah, he'd be for the trillion, he'd be worth almost $850 billion more than Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe he's going to win that case.
I have a hard time believing it.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Here's what did happen. Believe this or not, I still can't believe this is a story. I was sent the story by Ray Deanhan. Wait till you hear this, because this happened. This is a man who received $45,000 severance. Okay?
Okay.
Why did he get $45,000 severance pay? Well, because his job was too boring. He claimed that his job was too boring, and he won.
Too boring?
Too boring. This is actually
something. What was the job?
It's called, you can experience a bore out. He worked for a perfume company. He was relegated. He was relegated to doing, very boring remedial tasks, which caused him to be depressed, destroyed, and ashamed.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah. He is not the first to allegedly
skit.
He's not the first to allegedly suffer from bore out. Here's my favorite part of the story. The bizarre condition affects up to one third of French workers and is also becoming a growing problem in offices across the globe. Here's the best part. Boredom expert Dr. Sandy Mann tells BBC.
I got a great text, which is not even mine. I wish I could take credit for it. It's someone within the halls, typically, of 98.7 ESPN. His job, in fact, was to listen to the golf CMT on Monday.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Well played. Another shot. Another shot.
Very well played.
Another shot.
See, that's not even nice.
I don't think it was meant to be.
Yeah.
And you couldn't wait to bring it up on air, could you?
Of course,
you couldn't wait for it.
I could not wait.
Here's what's scary. Boro can reportedly reduce a person's life expectancy, by the way.
This sounds made up. Bore out?
This is not made out. The guy got $45,000 for this. This is legit. Wow. There's actually a boredom expert, Dr. Sandy Mann.
Really?
Boredom expert. All right,
so he got to quit the job and he got paid to quit.
You better hurry up here. You're up against it.
Oh, he got fired. Just last one, which I think is crazy. I can't even imagine this happening. 60-year-old woman having brain surgery. So because she's having the brain surgery, they do it while she's actually up and awake. What did she do during this brain surgery? She
played
made
the guitar.
No, you've seen that one before. She made 90 stuffed olives while undergoing brain surgery.
Wow.
90 stuffed olives. Stuffed with meat and coated with breadcrumbs.
Good.
There you go. That is today's observation.
Keeping busy. Drinks for everyone after the surgery.
DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg. Weekdays at 10 on 98.7 ESPN.